So, you know, it occurred to me, and it would have occurred to a smarter man much sooner than me, that the video that we do, you know, where I do this kind of post-show video log, can contain all kinds of shit. It can contain stuff that that I'm doing during the day. So I meant to do some video of our rehearsal that we had on Monday, and I forgot. Although we did do a promo. We had Ted Bell doing a promo for the show on the 28th and the 1st of March. But I did do just a little smidgen of a video from the freeway driving driving home, so you can see that. It's not much. I think I might have even done, but, you know, it's dangerous to be talking and driving on the phone. So I just kind of snuck it, and, you know, you're worried. You're worried about any cops seeing you. What are you doing, Thunder? Where are you at? Thunder, where the hell did you go, man? You're worried about any cops seeing you, and then you're worried about your co-motorists. People that are driving by, you know, looking at you, giving you shit, whatever the fuck. What is this a consistent law across the United States that it is illegal to be talking on your cell phone while you're driving? In other words, that is that's a citable offense. So, if a cop sees you and you are one hand on the phone, if your hand's free, it's okay. People that are hands free, that's fine. If you'll pardon the expression. But if you, and I've been looking, and maybe not too hard, but I've been looking for just any kind of a frame or brace I can put my phone in. And I haven't yet done that. So what I wind up doing is I just put in what I call the overhead. I put the Bluetooth on and I'm talking to, I could be talking to anybody, hands-free, using the CarPlay in the car, you know. So I suppose that's hands-free, but in terms of actually using the camera, you got yourself a problem there, okay. So we had rehearsal. God damn it, man. I did not sleep well the night before, so when I got to this rehearsal, and I got there an hour early. The traffic was like non-existent because it was President's Day. So it took me up like an hour to get to... And that's very short. Going from the Port Hueneme Channel Islands area of Southern California all the way into Los Angeles is a long trip, man. I think it's about 50 miles, but 50 miles. I've got lip flap. 50 miles. Anyway, it's a long trip, so. I thought for sure, you know, it would take longer than that. But we didn't have any traffic today. It was President's Day. It was the day off, so it's all good. So today on the show, we thought we would bring back something that we didn't revisit. And this is the topic, Steve Bozell topic of UB. and it's Coach Vernon Dozier interviewing him about his UB. It's a condition that Steve has. Steve's got a lot of conditions,